Hi, we are in Perek Yud Gimel in Mishlei and Pasuk Yud Aleph. And the translation, according to the Mitzvot Dov, it goes like this: wealth which comes from robbery or stealing will not last long, but wealth which comes from diligence and hard work will not last. And the question is, why not? Person might be, if a person is greedy and he makes money, he's going to hold on to the money, and he could hold on and invest it and keep it. So the question is why is it necessary that he'll lose the money? Now it says, in the answer, it says, but wealth which comes from diligence and hard work will last. All right, now there are two types of jobs that a person could get. He could be an entrepreneur, or he could have a profession or a trade. Okay? What's the nature of an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur means that he goes out to the world and he has to take responsibility for everything he does. And has to take responsibility for every aspect of the business. And anything that goes wrong, it's on his head that he has to take care of. But however, the person that's that let's say is a profession, so all he has to know is his profession, but it's not necessarily that he knows how to make money. Let's say, for instance, you have a profession or a trade and you make a lot of money. Then what do you do with the extra money? Well, you have to invest the money. Well, if you invest the money, then you have to take responsibility for that investment and how to take care of the investment, whether it's in stocks or whether it's in real estate, whatever it is, you have to take responsibility. So it all comes down to taking responsibility, having the ability to take responsibility on dealing with your assets, whatever the assets may be, in whichever way you get it. So therefore, if I steal, then I don't know how to make, I might be able to save the money, but the thing is that I don't know how to deal with it. Because once you steal, you're bypassing the whole thing of dealing with money. So therefore, the Pasuk is saying that you have to take on fees. That's what Al-Yad means. Al-Yad means, we translated Al-Yad that it kind of diligence and hard work. That's true. It has to be diligence and hard work. But however, the quality behind the diligence and hard work is being an entrepreneur, taking responsibility for the for all your assets, for whatever you have.